This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Missing one.
I know, you're a latte short.
Where is he?
We're fat free.
We are fat free. How's your day been, darling?
Oh, look, it's been delightful.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, you're all right.
Apart from coming in on the rain and the freeway and having traffic the entire way here, I'm fine.
Oh, well, you know. And Benny's, you know, obviously stuck in the traffic as well.
Yeah, he's Miss MIA. Yeah. I don't know where he is.
Oh, well, hopefully he'll be here
I'll
soon.
Play a tune, maybe he'll show up.
Oh, I hope so.
Bloody diva. Dealing with Zsa Zsa Gabor. You are back with the Two Fat Lattes,
are
Benny
we?
And Frank with you, and you finally decided to arrive.
Hey.
What?
Diva moment. Everyone's allowed to have one.
You having your Zsa Zsa moment?
No, I was just having a bad traffic day.
I told you it was bad.
Well, you didn't. Yes, you did.
I did tell you.
Can I just say that when the road is wet, there's no need for lube.
Okay.
Anyway.
How's your week been, darling?
Oh, fabulate.
Really? I haven't seen you.
That's why it was fabulate.
Oh, okay.
No, you did see me. You saw me on Tuesday on your birthday.
I did. It was my birthday.
Now you're a year older.
Thank you. I know. It's all downhill from
when
here.
When do you inherit the diamonds?
Doesn't happen.
Good. You know what I think about gay men and diamonds?
What? Did you hear something interesting that I was reading in the paper?
What?
There has been some specially designed undies.
Yes.
For left-handed men.
Well, you know we want to... What about our fat latte range of undies?
Well, can we talk about that after this?
No. The fat latte range of undies is much better.
It is much better, but let's talk about this for a moment. You have to put your thinking cap on for this
Do I need to visualise?
You need to visualise, absolutely.
I'm thinking manties.
No.
Are they manties?
It's just that the gusset,
yes,
where the tackle comes out,
yes,
you know how it's vertical?
Yes.
So it's the vertical gusset where you go and...
There's often more than one, isn't there?
Pull out the tackle.
Yes.
It's kind of like a pillow slip.
Yeah, pillow slip.
Yeah, so it's like tucks in and then you go in.
It's like a wombat's warren.
A little. You see, you're getting my...
Well, wombat, otter, same thing.
That's right. So rather than your vertical slit...
Right, yeah. But gone, I do like a vertical slit.
They've gone a horizontal slit.
A horizontal slit.
Horizontal.
Like the good old button-up, like the olden days.
Oh, but that's vertical, isn't it?
No, that was horizontal.
Really?
But that was a flap. That was
you're talking...
That was your flap...
The rear...
No. There was a rear one, but wasn't there a front opening?
Not that I recall.
Oh, how can you not have a front opening when there's a back opening?
I don't know.
Well, yes, they had the old button up.
At the rear.
Yeah. That was so that you could sit down.
Exactly.
Was that a lady's garment or a man's garment?
I think it was man's, and I think it was meant for a child.
I think it was early days unisex. You just had to be careful not to sit on the button.
That's right. But these pants have a horizontal slit on the top of the gusset,
yes,
rather than the vertical one on the right, to save wearers time when they visit the loo. These are for your left-handers.
Oh, yes, because hours are wasted in the toilet.
Apparently, because left-handed men have to reach much further into their pants, performing a Z-shaped manoeuvre.
Oh, I'm liking that. Does the Z go backwards and forwards?
Well, it says Z-shaped manoeuvre through two 100-degree angles. It's very scientific.
There has been a lot of time wasted, but I think it's been in the lab. I think there's some scientist out there who's put in a grant to study men's penises who is a very happy chappy, having wasted years.
But I like our concept for our undie range.
I love our undie range. The Two Fat Lattes undie range are printed. There's a printed motif. The printed motif is on the inside. So when you buy a pair of Two Fat Lattes undies, you get a picture of Frank's face in the front of your undies with his mouth open and a picture of Benny in the back of your undies pointing his finger at you. Because, you know, we're the type of people, when we go to a party, we like to enter through the front door and the back door.
And the rear. Exactly.
Being
right.
Italian, we always love to welcome people through the rear.
See, I had a moral dilemma on Tuesday.
Did
was
you?
It Tuesday?
No, that was your birthday.
No, it was must have been Monday.
Must have been Monday.
And it was
Monday.
To watch the Brownlow or watch the Emmys. And I just couldn't make a decision, Benny.
Were you after talent? Were you wanting entertainment and talent and fabulosity and glitter and sparkles?
Yes, I was.
Go to the movies. Do not watch any of those shows.
So, but I've heard a lot of stuff happened at the Brownlow, which I didn't watch.
There was heaps of stuff.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was like chock-a-block.
Are you going to give me like dot point analysis?
You know what I loved about it?
What?
That and every rainbow should crack open a bottle of sparkling Shiraz and pour yourself a nice cool glass.
You're
and just celebrate and rejoice in the fact that Beige Australia.
Did they do us proud?
They did us proud.
Oh.
The Beige Low. How fabulous can you be?
Well, it is brown.
It's brown. they could have called it the Greylo. The Greylo. Now this is what I love about Beige. The Beige just they all drove home really early in their 6-cylinder cars. Then they went straight to the freezer.
Yeah.
And they got like frozen veggies out of the freezer, the ones that are in the plastic bag, and they put them in the microwave. And then the beige wife like put them in the microwave, and then the beige husband was going, "Hurry up with that dinner!" And then like the brown lights are on. Have you put the amber liquid in the And they go, "Oh my god, they're all stressed out, all ready and waiting for 8:30 to start." See, the beige's version of being alternative is to change the carpet,
right? Blue,
yes.
Navy or powder?
Cobalt. Cobalt.
Oh, how beige is that?
Yes. So that's beige point number one. If you want to, so if for any aspiring rainbows out there, because you know when we put on a show, we love to sparkle, we love to glitter, we pack it on, right?
Yeah.
And we make sure Kylie's there. We make sure Danny's there. We make sure that there's a single release. We make sure there's glitter. You know, we make sure there's reflected light. Do you know what I mean?
Like I do.
We go out, don't we?
We do.
You know, if there's a rainbow running some sort of award night, they'll practice, they'll rehearse, they'll do dances, they'll get feathers, they'll get everything. Just so that when you sit down, you go, "Oh, my God, that is fabulous." Do you know what the beige do?
No.
Nothing.
You reckon they just walked up that cobalt carpet and that was it?
They lay a bit of polyester cobalt carpet out. They get the beigeettes to put on next to nothing. And then they've got to do something. Another alternative is like have a prize for the best dressed man.
Well, aren't they all in the same outfit?
Hello. See, you, my darling, have an eye for detail. You didn't even need to be prompted.
No.
You anticipated the problem there. So you know what the whole night, the premise of the whole night is?
What?
Let's get some cameras out and film people eating garlic prawns.
Yeah, and it was like going to the trots.
Yeah.
So what's going on up the front? Aren't they counting things? It's like the Eurovision Song Contest.
It's not the Eurovision, honey.
No?
No, because the Eurovision's camp. This is not camp. This is boring grey counting. Yeah, and by the end of the night, people were like absolutely fizzing at the slit because someone had 15 points.
Read some messages, Benny.
I've got a couple. They're coming in thick and fast. Hi, guys. You are very funny. I love Friday nights. Will you guys be at the pre-final AFL thing you did last year tomorrow? No, we're not, Yanni. The girls from the G-Spot are doing it. I can't because I've got sewing lessons. I do.
We're there in spirit.
I'm at sewing college. And tomorrow I'm inserting a zip. No, I'm not. I can't
into
miss
your horizontal Y front.
No, I can't miss invisible zips.
Sewing college on the AFL grand final day.
Oh, how heaven is that?
Are they not normal?
While people are eating 500 grams of steak and going sick on beer, I'll be making a pair of drawstring linen pants. The poor grey. This is how grey and beige their life is. That some of them couldn't sleep.
What do you mean?
Because tomorrow's grand final. Now, if they had said, I can't sleep because tomorrow I'm going to the Royal Show and I'm going to be getting some show bags. I'm going to get show bags to the value of $2 and pay $50. I would have gone, oh, you're amazing. Yeah, don't go to sleep. But
the fact that they're going to go to the AFL grand final.
Well, I suppose there's that whole...
Why are we even speaking about
Because we're
this?
Trying to practice being straight. And like straight people always know this
Talk
stuff.
Talk about football.
They rattle off things like designers.
They know statistics.
They know, like you know, like we know that purple is the new black.
They could tell you the 1987 grand final was Hawthorn
and
Collingwood.
You know what else they know? They know in like little intricacies.
Intricacies? Is that it?
Like who touched the ball at a particular time.
They do.
They can tell you.
And marks.
They know at this particular point in the game, at this time to the minute, someone touched
though?
The ball.
But why are we practicing that? Do you want to fit in?
Nah. I just want to have fun.
Now, we were talking about the beige low.
The beige
or
low.
Or the grey low.
The grey, anything low. it's just a low point.
We were talking about the point system because they were raving on about
but
the points.
But I wanted to watch because it seemed so important.
But it was. But they just thought it was.
But it's just an accumulation of fairest and best points. They should have had a blue medal for the best bred girl. Did you see Briny Gordon?
Isn't it Bryn?
Is it Bryn? Isn't it Briny? Isn't it like...
It's Bryne.
See, I thought her name was Briny because she looked a bit like a tuna in salty water. Briny. Did you see that pathetic thing on the night?
Yeah.
Oh. If she was a sandwich, she'd needed to be clubbed.
Oh, I'm looking at her now, Benny.
What a cutlet on the loose.
She's 26. Does
someone got a bedazzler and a lamb shank and then put a dress on it and put it on the blue carpet.
Benny, do you look at her and see 26 years old?
No, is she 26?
She's 26.
She doesn't look a day over 54. It looked like Kevin Rudd in a dress.
With extensions.
And false nails. We've got a couple of messages. Loving the football knowledge, guys. I love the grand final because it means 6 months of no football.
Oh, no, but you know what we're going to wait for after 6 months of no football? Something else starts.
Oh, the greyest of the grey.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, there's no salvage there. Oh,
it's cricket.
Those mongrels really know how to bore the shit out of people. That's a crime against humanity, isn't it?
We need a Geneva Convention.
So not only am I going to stand on a field all day and just throw concrete balls at people.
Concrete.
Have you ever felt one of those balls?
They are hard.
You know, straight boys, they just dive for the concrete.
They do.
They just love a piece of concrete flying at them at 90 kilometres an hour. But for a gay boy, there's nothing worse than a high projectile piece of concrete wrapped in red leather. If the beige ever wanted to test if anyone's gay, what they need to do is line up all the children in the yard against a wall.
And throw a cricket ball at them.
Throw a cricket ball at them. And the boys that raise their hands go, ah! They're the gay ones. You know, if it was up to us, if they said, look, gay people, we need a bit of a workshop here. We've got this game. It's a bit lame. Like, what happens is... Someone's handed a piece of wood and then the other person throws a concrete ball at them very fast. Now, what they're meant to do is like slap the shit out of the ball and then everyone has to run for it. So can the rainbow people get together, workshop a few ideas? Now, if it was up to us, first of all, we'd have shade. There'd be marquees. There'd be drinks, but not
lots of bubbly.
There'd be bubbly. There'd be cocktails. We'd also have a theme. Come in your best costume. Put on some feathers. Let's paint our face. That kind of thing. Then we would have engaged. We would have had a cooking competition, a Lamington Drive, all that kind of thing. then we would have got to the serious business of...
But you're upstaging the actual...
Yeah, then we would have got to the serious business of the uniform. See, the beige got together and then someone said, we need a uniform, and they put up their hands. They, you know what the first word they wrote on the wall was? Let's design a white uniform. Let's get rid of colour. Because what could be more interesting than watching 40 men on a field dressed in white? So you can't actually tell who's who.
Oh, so you want numbers or something on them, or give them a colour.
Big numbers, colour.
Individuals with different colours.
Yeah, braces, stirrups, like we want floats, we want trucks on the field. That, you know what I mean?
I know. That would be entertaining.
Yeah. Why couldn't they just ask the rainbow designers out there? You know, get them all together, herd them into a room. All you need to do is open up a bottle of bubbly and people would have just come for nothing.
They would have.
Under white uniform, you know what the second word was?
What?
Polyester.
Yeah, that goes hand in hand, Penny.
Because nothing could be finer
than a polyester china. It is the Homo Helpline. And apparently we've got a few.
Yes. Look, I got one during the week from a lovely young man called Jeremy. And he says, hello, ladies. There's this guy I've had my eye on for quite some time now. And I'm sure he loves the PP as much as I do. But no one else agrees. The other night, I talked to him for the first time over Facebook chat. In the middle of the conversation, he said, I like you. And I was unsure what it meant. I responded with mad.
What?
Mad.
Mad what?
Like mad. That's mad.
Oh, is that like Gen Y speak?
Yes, well, I'll tell you in a second. I've talked to some of my ladies and they think he meant it in a friendship way.
Oh, okay.
My gays, on the other hand, are on the side of he meant it as more than just friends.
Okay, so out of mad, they got more than just friends.
Not mad. I like you.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Sorry, Jeremy.
I'm still stuck on the mad part. Yeah, keep going.
I'm unsure what to do. Should I leave it and see where he goes, or should I take charge and go for it? Many thanks. Signed, Confused Queer.
There's no point reading into three words. I like you.
Yeah, but don't do what I do.
Which is?
Please explain.
Do you actually write, please explain?
Yeah, I always say, what do you mean by that? The rainbows don't like questioning. They don't like question and answer time. That's why there's hardly any of them at Beige Central in Canberra. Do you know? Because gay people cannot handle
Q&A.
Third degree questions.
Third degree?
Yeah, they burn. Questions taste like burning. Have you ever tried asking a gay man questions?
What happens?
Oh, you may as well pull your teeth out.
Really?
That'd
why?
That'd be more fun.
They don't tell you. Or do they take you in circles? Is that just your experience?
Well, I just thought I'd better stop there because it could just be a Benny Fat Latte experience. Because the other thing is that people don't like being asked questions by Benny Fat Latte.
But you must do too much probing.
I do too much probing.
You do like to peel away the onion layers.
I think the next time I probe, I should use lubricant.
You should, and you should do it very, very disguised way, not up front.
I tend to ask questions dry.
You do.
Because I think that people have the energy and the ability to stand on their feet and answer a question willy-nilly, but they can't. Because even some
can't do a lot of probing dry. It doesn't work. You have to be gentle initially.
Yes.
I think this is where you come unstuck.
I do come unstuck. And then you know what happens? Like I will chat to them. Like we might have a chat. And then people go, oh, you're Benny Fat Latte. And I go, yes. And they go, oh, I'd love to meet you, blah, 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 blah. And we, you know, and I think, oh, here we go. Opportunity. But then you know what happens?
What?
They go, can you organise a date with Glenn Dalton?
Okay, but so Jeremy wants to know what I like you means.
See, the problem for Jeremy is that he doesn't know whether we're dealing with a beige person or a fledgling rainbow, because Jeremy actually is 18 years old.
Oh, how do you know that?
He told me in the next email, he said, ha, 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 I'm 18.
Okay, well,
because
that's fine.
I did what Frank did. I actually wrote to him and I said, look, I don't normally engage with listeners. It's very rare that I would ring or write to a listener. But I said, what does mad mean?
I thought you had to know more.
I thought M A double D meant something else.
Well, what does it mean? Did he tell you?
Mad. He said mad means mad,
as in great. Like,
that's crazy. Oh, great! That's fantastic.
It's like great.
See, so that it's Y. It's Generation Y speed.
He shouldn't be like reading into "I like you" as in
yes,
yeah,
he
let's
should.
Have sex.
Yes, of course that means let's have sex.
Really, does it? He's on Facebook talking to a PC. It doesn't mean let's go to bed now.
No, you're right. It doesn't at all. But what sort of crazy man writes "I like you"? Yes. It's sickening and wrong.
Why do you say that?
Because it leads poor 18-year-olds and 45-year-olds astray.
But does he say that back? Does Jeremy say that back?
No, because then Jeremy would have done, if he did a Benny Latte, he would have said, "What do you mean?" And the other guy would
what
have said,
"What do you like?"
Then the other guy would have said, "Too hard, see you later."
So our advice is, Jeremy,
our advice is
don't worry about
enjoy
it.
Being 18 and stop, get off the bloody computer and go out and buy a drink and meet someone nice like yeah. me at bloody Circuit, darling.
Shut the hell up.
We've got a live one.
Is he live?
It's hello. Is that Ethel?
Oh, I'm live. What about you, Benny?
We're nearly live.
Is it Benny or Bjorn?
It's both of us, Dale.
You've got the wrong ABBA.
Going, boys.
Hello, Ethel. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Are you?
But I'm a bit tired, Pet.
Are you?
I'm so tired.
Why?
Sweetie, last night I went to go to bed. I took a little dozer. And then, of course, I couldn't sleep, so I had to put the TV on. Guess what was on?
What?
Have a guess.
The Brownlow.
Oh, sweetie, it was later than that. I'm old.
Was it the...
Last night, that Amazing Race.
Oh, darling, you'll never guess. You're too young. You don't think of the old
Was
days.
It Blankety Blanks?
I'll give you a clue, Pet. Think of Ali Fowler.
Ali
Oh,
Fowler.
Sons and Daughters.
Oh, darling, you got it.
Ethel, what brings you to joy?
Oh, I'm full of joy all the time, Pet. Sweetie, I was sitting here.
Yes.
I'm watching Better Homes and Gardens.
Yes.
And I thought, I'm sick of this crap. I've already done the curlers in the hair. I've got the undies sitting on top of the curlers on my head.
Yeah.
And I was sitting here doing my nails for the grand final tomorrow. And I thought,
oh, you're off to the grand final?
Pet, I'm part of the performance on the ground.
Oh, really? You're not Brendan Favola's date?
You'll see me on the ground.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Do we know who's doing the
anthem?
The anthem.
I'm actually doing handstands.
Are you? Even
yes.
better.
And the undies I've got at my head at the moment, they're the ones I'm wearing tomorrow.
They're not black, white and red.
No, Pet, they're pink. I'm a woman.
So you're not going in for any particular team, Ethel?
No. Oh, well.
Ethel?
I'm a girl of the night, so I do go for St Kilda.
Ethel?
Oh, okay.
Yes?
Was there a point?
Oh, that's right. The Home of Health.
That's it.
So I was sitting here and I thought to myself, I've been watching these marvellous fast Eddie Steady on the Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm a bit peckish, am I going to make a pizza?
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a pizza for myself.
That's nice. Great, Ethel. Thank you. Thanks, Ethel.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.